did Jesus Christ take away the sin in the world, or didn't he? Did he or didn't he? Seems like a simple question. John 1:29 is a simple answer. Behold, the Lamb of God who is taking away the sin of the world. The passion of Christ is a simple answer. Look what Jesus Christ did. Look how he suffered. Look how he was spat upon, beaten, nailed to the cross, forsaken by God. I dare you now to play sin games. I dare you now to bring all the sins back, lay them against people, make them feel guilty for their sin. I dare you. I dare you to tell somebody that that work on the cross did not save you. Friend, you stand before me unsaved. The cross was not enough. It requires your cooperation. And without your cooperation, you're going to hell for eternity. The cross by itself doesn't work. Listen, you hypocrites, tell it plainly. Don't sit here and tell me that God loves me. Don't stand there and tell me that Jesus Christ died for me because his work did nothing for me. Why don't you start right? Why don't you tell it like you really believe it? Sit there, tell me that I'm not saved. Tell me that I'm going to hell right now. Tell me that Jesus' work did not save me. His work was not enough. Now I got to do my part. And if I don't do my part, then I'm damned. Well, you know what they're going to say? Well, your part is just a small part. He did most of the work. Your part's only a little tiny bit. You only have to do 1%. But guess what? If that 1% is the thing that saves me, then that's the most important side of the equation. You hypocrites. You're just trying to dress up this package of salvation by self. This is salvation by willpower, you hypocrites. You're telling me, well, Jesus did 99% of it. It's just your little 1%. Come on, just believe. We're going to play some altar music. We're going to get the mood just right for you. And we're going to cajole you. We're going to lay a little guilt on you. We're going to just get you to feel bad enough to come up here to the altar and confess your sins so we can add another mark in our books that we saved another soul. You hypocrites. Jesus did 99% of it. That's window dressing, because I don't care if you give 99.9% to Christ, it still didn't work. If he did 99.999%, and if it's my 0.0001% that gets me saved, then my 0.001% is the most important side of the equation, no matter how small it is, because that is the thing that gets me saved. All the work Christ did didn't do it. It's that little tiny thing I do. Well, quit dressing it up. You're preaching salvation by human willpower, and that is not the case. Mel Gibson, you believe this too because you're a Catholic. How can you portray the sufferings of Christ and remain a Catholic? There's something wrong with this movie. If you yourself can watch, if you yourself can weep, if you yourself can feel an emotional pull, and that's what the Passion of the Christ is for most people, it's an emotional pull. They're all crying. They're coming out of the movie in tears. And I've heard people tell me that when I came out of that movie, I felt guilt. I felt like I owed Jesus. That's the wrong feeling. You're supposed to come out of that movie spent, undone, realizing that it was finished. He really did do it. How can any sin be left after this? It's impossible. You're not supposed to come out feeling bad. You're supposed to come out feeling, what more could be left for me to do? But no, it's all a game. We're just going to use this cross to make Jesus jewelry. We're going to have little metal spikes to put around our neck. We're going to have crosses to put around our neck. We're going to merchandise it. And it's just going to give us more impetus to play God ourselves. Because with that spike around our neck, with that cross around our neck, we're in cooperation with God. We had a part in it. We're working for it. We're taking it into our hands now, Lord. Thanks for the inspiration. Thanks for the movie, Jesus. It's inspired us to help you. And now we're going to do everything we can to perfect the work. And we're going to build around ourselves a system of eventually erasing what you accomplished. because all these things we do are going to fill us with pride. We went to Mass every Sunday. We said the sinner's prayer. We went down to the altar. That person didn't. That person is still a sinner. That person never goes to church. That person didn't go see the movie. And it becomes us and them, and what happened to the cross? What good is your Jesus jewelry when Jesus' work is only an inspiration for you to build up your religion, to insulate yourself with systems of works, with pride that I believed, but they didn't. My sins are forgiven, theirs aren't. Go watch the movie again and tell me that their sins are not forgiven. If you believe today, you can thank God for it, because belief is a gift. If you do not believe today, it's not your fault, because God has yet to move you. This life is not all there is in the ways of faith. Ephesians 2:7 says that in the ages to come, God is going to reveal the riches of His grace. If you don't believe now, it's not your time to believe. God gives faith to this one today, to that one tomorrow, and if you die without faith, that's not the end. Because it is in the ages to come, Ephesians 2:7, that God reveals the riches of His grace. I'll see you tomorrow. Martin, thanks.